If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I feel like I haven't saturated my love life in prayer like I should. Like, I think sometimes when you get to a level when you've been waiting for a thing for so long, you get tired of praying about it. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com. Where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. And guys, I am officially halfway to 40, okay? This is not a game. This is not a test. I am 35 years old, which means 35. Somebody was like, what does 35 mean? You're 39. No, nigga, it means I'm 35. Like, what rock are you sleeping under? Sorry to this man. He probably just didn't know the lingo. But at the same time, don't accuse me of being 39 when I am only 35. Don't play those reindeer games with me. Anywho, I only say that this is not to disrespect any 39-year-olds in the room. Just don't add years to my life is what I'm saying. Anywho, I just came back from Jamaica. As you can see, I am about 2 to 3 shades darker. The tan was tanning. I am itchy because I got bit up by everything. It might have been the sun. Then 35, I already came in like a wrecking ball, y'all. Why did I start my cycle on the 5th day of the trip? Mind you, I've already had a cycle this month. So 2 weeks ago, I had a cycle and I had another one on the way back. And I was just in such disbelief. So this is my rant. I often do my birthday rants and this is just what's going on. So first I want to talk about my weight loss journey. So I posted a picture last week of my weight loss journey. Honestly, this weight loss journey has been going on for years. For anyone who has been on their weight loss journey for years, do not feel bad because, baby, your weight loss journey can take years until you realize that it is not a weight loss journey. This is a lifestyle and this is just life. And sometimes you got to dust it off and you got to try again. And that's exactly what was going on. So let me just start off by saying this. I don't have good genes when it comes to weight. And I know that. Some people have great genes when it comes to weight. I'm going to name a few celebrities who do. Teyana Taylor. Teyana Taylor could eat anything she wants and wake up and still look amazing. Now, she is naturally tiny, but she does work out, I believe. So it adds to how beautiful she already is. But she has great genes is what I'm saying. Megan Good. She admitted to being skinny fat, which meant that she was just naturally the size that she was. And there was really nothing she was doing to remain that size. But when she started to work out, she just felt better. Good genes. Who else got good genes? People like Zendaya. Good genes. Good weight genes. Just naturally slim. These are people who, you know, their parents probably are slimmer naturally. They just don't have that family gene of like gaining weight. I don't have those genes. I am from Mississippi, down home cooking, southern fried everything, all of the above. So my family, they're not, I don't have a lot of obese, like overweight, crazy out of control type of like 600 pound life type people. But they say black don't crack, but it does spread. So the black in my family be spreading. And I can say a lot of my family members don't work out or like really watch what they eat. So I know that is a part of it. But also, we just don't have those genes that are just naturally thin just because we woke up. No, we have to work at this. So I started noticing it around 25 because when I was in high school, I was on a dance team. So I worked out a lot, like running bleachers, doing sit-ups every night. I don't know if you heard of dance stamina, but to dance an entire football game, baby, you gotta have stamina. So I had a lot of muscle when I was in high school. So when I went into college, instead of gaining the freshman 15, I lost 15 pounds because I wasn't working out anymore. And that muscle disappeared, but I was still good. I still had a flat stomach. You know, it's something about women. I don't know about y'all, but I measure how good I look by how big or small my stomach is. So I was like, I'm good until 25 happened. 25 happened overnight. I literally woke up with a stomach. That's the story I'm sticking to. I was really just eating them Little Debbie snack cakes and just eating crazy. And that metabolism stopped metabolizing. And one of my coworkers poked me in the stomach and said, hoo-hoo. And that is the first time I ever got a trainer in my life because you're not finna hoo-hoo me. No, you're not. So that's when my weight loss journey began, honestly. So at 25, I got a trainer. I started looking really good. And then I ended up in an unhealthy relationship, fell off, gained weight again. Then I lost it all again in 2017. So I've always been thick. So I've never been like, in juniors, I went probably from like a size 0 to a size 11 overnight. Like, I don't know what happened, but I'm hippie and I have a butt. So that kind of happened. So my adult life, I had kind of been between like 160, 175. I'm also tall. I'm 5'9". So in 2016, I got up to like 210, which had been like the most I had ever been. And I just felt really uncomfortable. And so in 2017, I dropped 20 and I went back down to like 190. I would go between 185, 190, and I started doing CrossFit. I was doing CrossFit crazy. It was great. Now, if you've ever done CrossFit, you have to understand that you will die every single day. And when I say die, I mean like you are exerting every piece. You're giving 100% every time you go in that gym. Now, if you are a person that works out, you understand that some days when you're working out, you just ain't feeling it. So you probably adjust your workout or you adjust how fast you're going by how you feel that day. You're still putting in the work, but you're just kind of cutting yourself some slack. In CrossFit, you cannot do that. You got to be at your 1,000 every single day. And so I did that for 2 years and I just kind of got tired of just that level. And also I was going into my 30s by then and I'm like, bro, ain't nobody got time to be dying every single day at the gym. So let me do something else. So I fell off and then I fell into a depression in 2019. And then I was kind of teetering between like, so I gained the weight back. So I went from like 185 to like 205, then 210. And then 1 week I woke up at 225 and I was like, where did life happen and what happened to me? And why is this happening to me? And so then I got back down to like 215. So it's always been like this up and down, up and down. So in 2022, I got up to 234. What was crazy about that was I was obviously delusional in the mirror because I did not realize how big I had gotten until I started looking at pictures. And I'm like, my friends are not my friends because y'all not telling me that I look like a whale. Like, I look like a whale in these pictures and nobody's telling me. That's insane. So I was stuck at 234 for like over a year. Like, I was doing everything to try to get that weight off me. I didn't know what to do. So I'm being long-winded, but this is my rant. So y'all keep listening. This is going to help somebody if you are over 30 and you are a woman and you are struggling to lose weight. I had to switch my strategy. So I was so used to going to the gym 3-4 times a week, being on like going only 30 to 45 minutes, doing like some HIIT workout and then going home and being cut back on my diet, but still cheating a lot, like still having a lot of cheat meals, still drinking and stuff on the weekend and still being able to lose weight. But what I realized was I had to completely shift everything in my diet and increase the amount I was working out and the level that I was working out. Because a lot of people, when they saw my pictures, kept asking me like, what's your secret? It's not necessarily a secret. You just got to be more disciplined. And the amount of work you think you got to do to lose that weight, you're going to have to do it. unless you want to go under the knife. But the good thing about it is you do get used to it pretty quickly. You just got to be consistent. So in 2023, I had lost the weight. I had got down, I lost like 10. So I got down back into 220, but I kept going like up and down. And I told myself by 35, I need to get back into the teens. I need to get back into, even if I just get 219, I hadn't been in the teens since like 2020. So I was determined because I'm like, I'm 35. I don't have any kids. I know after 35, they say it's even harder to lose weight. So I really got to hone in and just really get it, right? So I realized the strategy. It took me a year to realize how my body lose weight. So sometimes it may take you a little longer to realize, like, how did your body lose weight? So what I started to do was more greens. So I started to intake more greens, more kale, more broccoli, zucchini. Like, I have my specific greens that I like. So in the morning, I have a green smoothie with kale in it and protein. That's my one green. The second, I'll have whatever for lunch. I'll have a carb and I'll have a green. And then for dinner, I'm probably just going to have a protein and a green. So, and then as far as like snacking, I'm a junk food junkie. I started calorie counting. So one thing that I noticed was how much creamer I was drinking really was affecting me. So I had to get a zero calorie. Well, it's a lower calorie creamer, sugar free. I cut back on sugar. I stopped eating like Snicker bars and chocolate covered almonds and so forth. Snack instead, I'm having granola parfait, or I'm having a sugar substitute like an Enlightened cookie, or there are these ice cream bars that are like dark chocolate and they're yogurt instead of ice cream, and it's only 160 calories. So I had gotten really strict. And a great thing about it is the easiest way for weight loss is to plan your meals. So you are planning you're telling yourself, this is what I eat today. I cannot eat anymore. I won't eat any. This is what I'm eating today. And you do that every single day. So that's one thing that I did, because 90% of this is diet, honey. It is diet. It is diet, okay? And then because when you get older, your metabolism disrespects you so much, you just have to do more, unfortunately. So if you're easy, like you're used to doing, going to the gym, because I used to go to the gym and lose weight in 2 weeks. Now I can't do that. I don't see results until like 4 weeks in. So get away from that scale. I literally had to hide my scale, especially because I was doing a recomposition challenge, which is when you take the fat and turn it into muscle. So your weight is going up and down because you might lose a pound, but you're gaining a pound in muscle. So that's another confusing part. So I was just doing a lot. Then I increased my times in the gym. I'm now going 5 days a week and I'm going an hour and a half. I never thought I would be that girl to be in the gym an hour and a half a day, but I am. And every single day I'm doing cardio. Every single day. After I lift, I'm doing cardio. See what happens? There was a time where I was like only doing lifting, and I was doing a small amount of cardio, and I felt myself getting bulky, because if you want to lean out, you can't just do lifting. No, you're going to bulk. You ever see those dudes that walk around the gym and they got a big stomach but a six pack on top of it? That's what happens when you don't do cardio. So I'll do like an hour or like 50 minutes of lifting, and then the last 30 minutes is cardio. And cardio don't always look like running. I don't run often. Now, I have the stamina to run, but I don't. I do high incline on the treadmill, and I do the Stairmaster. So my incline is usually about, after working out, like 11, probably like 11 or 12, and I'm doing that at a speed of 3 for 30 minutes. So I'm doing that every single day that I'm working out. So you have to combine both, because if you just do cardio, you'll lose the weight, but if you're trying to shape your body, you're not going to get the shape that you want. You're just going to get leaner. So with muscle, when you're doing recomposition, you're actually shaping your body like you want. Because I know often women, we think like, if I just lose the weight, then I have to shape. Like, no, if you want to just do both, just knock both out. Because I wanted more of an hourglass.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
So I'm like, let me recomp. So that's what you should do. So there's no secret, guys. It's just a lot of hard work and consistency. But those are some tips if you do struggle with like losing weight. Because I was having a time where I was like, oh my God, I cannot lose this weight. And I don't know why it's going on because I feel like I'm in a gym and I'm just doing it in vain. So yeah, 90% the kitchen. All right. Jamaica. All right. Jamaica. Y'all see I'm two shades darker. One thing I want to say is, the myth about Jamaican men being aggressive, I did not see that when I was in Jamaica this past week. I went to Montego Bay for 6 days. And, well, they said it was Montego Bay, child. It ended up being Trelawney, which is like an hour outside of Montego Bay. But that's neither here nor there. But went to Montego Bay. And I'm not trying to negatively talk the hotel, but I'm going to tell you what happened. So I stayed at Ocean's Eden. They have pretty good reviews on everything on Google, but this is what you need to be prepared for if you stay there, right? One, they sell it as if it's in Montego Bay. Ocean's Eden is not in Montego Bay. Ocean Eden, it is in a town called Trelawney. So you're somebody who lives in Atlanta. It's like somebody telling you your hotel is in Atlanta, but your hotel is actually in Kennesaw or in Conyers. Or in McDonough. You feel what I'm saying? So that's one thing. The reason I say you should be warned about that is because if you're trying to do excursions off of the resort, they're going to charge you more because their pickup is further. So you're going to have to pay more for each excursion. So that's one thing. Two, they I don't think they knew what all-inclusive meant. Because all-inclusive means all-inclusive, right? I had been to an all-inclusive resort before in Cancun, and it was everything was all-inclusive. Like, there was no, like, levels. They had premium alcohol. Everything was included. Any restaurant was included. You can go to any one of them. Sometimes you did have to book a reservation, but you can go to all of them. Like, everything was included. But at this one, they had tiers. Like, they had this privileged tier that nobody told us anything about until we got there. So you can only have the premium liquor if you want the privileged tier. Then I was fighting for my life to get water. I'm like, can I have a bottle of water? They rationing out bottles of water like they Spirit Airlines or something. And then I'm just like, bruh. And then like, I don't know. There were no snacks. There were like, I never wanted to see a convenience store so bad in my life. There were no like, you know how sometimes you just want like a little bag of chips, a little popcorn, something like that. There was none of that. You had to go eat a full meal if you wanted a snack. Okay. All right. So that was a little bit, but all in all, it was good. The highlight was the employees. I had some very genuine conversations with a lot of the employees, mostly the guys, because that's who would come up to me and talk to me. But the reason I say they get this myth, this bad rep for being like aggressive, every time a guy talked to me, it wasn't on some like, hey, beautiful girl, you're so sexy, blah, blah. No, they would just literally, hey, how you doing? And we would just start a conversation. Like, I had a whole conversation with a guy about the beauty of being black. This whole conversation about this, with this one guy about his career. He's a reggae person. He's a reggae artist. He has a song that's about to hit 1 million views on YouTube. Maybe I should shout him out while I'm over here. Like, I think it's King Law or something like that. King Law. Y'all don't give me the line because I was listening to his song, y'all. I promise. Let me go to my search bar. That's it. Mario King Law is the name of his song. And his name is Mario King Law. Bro, that 35 is really getting to me. Y'all see it happening? Mario King Law, the song is called Bounce, but that's not the song. But just go look him up on YouTube. But one of his songs almost hit 1 million views. So, like, just having that, and I took a selfie with him because I'm like, you're going to blow up, and I can say I knew you win. And just different conversations. So the genuine conversations were dope. I did things that I normally would not do. One of them being going into the ocean at night. I did the Illuminous, which is the water that glows at night. So I did that at night, watched the sunset on the boat at night. God favored us because we were on a girls trip and it was supposed to be a group of people on the boat with us, but they got on another boat. So we actually had the boat to ourselves for general admission and price. Amen. Hallelujah. Won't he do it? That was beautiful. That's something I normally wouldn't do. I became one with the ocean. Okay. I took a sailboat. We took a sailboat out 2 miles into the sea. Okay. That's something I never thought I would do. Me and the ocean was face to face. I felt like I was swimming in the ocean because a sailboat ain't the boat you're thinking where it's like wood separating. No. The only thing separating me from the actual ocean was net under my butt. If that net fell out, I was falling out. I was going under. Okay, I got one with the ocean, with the high winds. It was a lot, but I did it. Okay, so great, great, great trip. We did the bamboo raft where we had this slim guy. I call him Pastor Slim because he was preaching, but he was really sweet, really cool guy. So we did a lot. It was some good stuff. It was some good stuff. Good stuff. And y'all see that I am two shades darker. I'm very melanated right now and I love it. Only thing I'm trying to figure out is how am I going to match my makeup? I don't know. Probably won't be wearing foundation no time soon. I don't know what color this is. But yeah, so life updates. So you guys, I'm tired. And I just felt the need to let you know that I am taking a break from recording for about a month. About a month. So y'all not going to hear from me for the rest of June and probably July. I hope to be back August. But I'm tired and I just been feeling like I'm forcing a lot of things, not just with the podcast, but just with everything. And I feel like I just need to really seek God at this moment, because I feel like because I've been so busy, I haven't been able to really tune into what I need to be doing, because I have a lot going on and I need to know what to pick up, what to put down. And a part of that comes with rest. So I've decided to make that decision. And of course, I've had thoughts like, oh, what if you lose listeners? Or what if the algorithms, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. I'm okay with that. I just trust God right now in the season. And I just don't have the energy. I just don't have the energy anymore. And I want to give you guys good things. And I feel like once I take a break, I can have better content. It'll just be better for everybody, right? But that's mainly the life update. As far as like dating and stuff, I got off the dating app. Well, I didn't get off. My profile is still up, but I haven't been on for like a month because after the situation with, there were like two situations that happened and I was kind of like, I'm too busy for this. I'm not finna do this right now. I don't know, y'all just get tired. I'm not finna do this right now, but I will say that I'm just in a phase, and I don't know if it's like that I'm just too tired or too busy, but like most of my life, or I'll say this, there have been seasons in my life where I wanted a relationship so bad that like I was constantly looking over my shoulder for it. Like every time I'm out, I'm looking like, ooh, he's cute. Ooh, that person's nice. Oh my God, this is whatever, whatever, right? And so it was just always this expectancy. And you know, they always said, oh, it's gonna come when you least expect it. I always felt like I was getting cussed out when somebody said that to me, because I'm like, how you least expect the thing you want most, right? So, and also, if I'm having faith in something, shouldn't I be expecting it? I've always been confused by that saying, but whatever. But at this moment right now, I'm in a space of curiosity, if that makes sense. Like, I'm not at all looking over my shoulders anymore for it. I'm curious to know when it's going to happen. I'm curious to hear a word of God from it. Now, God did tell me to focus on him and his righteousness, and all other things will be given unto me as well. And I feel like I haven't saturated my love life in prayer like I should. Like, I think sometimes when you get to a level when you've been waiting for a thing for so long, you get tired of praying about it. And so your prayers kind of become routine instead of earnest. you stop really going in for prayer about that thing you want most, and it just becomes routine because you kind of like, well, God, you heard me. I'm tired of talking about it, right? So I think I'm gearing back up to start earnestly praying over all parts of my life, but really my love life, because just when God gave me that word about it, it was kind of like, I don't want to hear this, but I know what needs to be done. I need to be earnestly praying about my love life instead of earnestly seeking a man out here just out and about. So I've noticed my spirit has shifted from a place of anxiety, constantly looking over my shoulders, wondering when it's going to happen, to a place of curiosity. Like, let me just experience things right now. Let me just really lean into God right now. Because I really had to be honest with myself. Like, girl, were you actually waiting on God, or were you just waiting? Like, were you just waiting impatiently because you knew you had to wait, or were you really waiting in a space, in a heart posture of trust? And I was not waiting in a heart posture of trust. I was waiting in a heart posture of, this is making me sick. I'm tired of this. I'm annoyed. Low key got a heart and heart when it comes to this thing. So I'm gonna wait because I gotta wait, but I'm not waiting in trust or expectancy or in glee. No, I'm waiting because I ain't got no other choice. You know what I mean? So, and I do have a choice, because I could choose to just go out here and date and just settle, but I don't want to settle. So yeah, so I'm just in a space where I feel like when I take this break, I can really, and then I'm really trying to figure out what to do next with my career. It's just a lot up in the air that I really need to pray about. I really got to get into prayer, because I was thinking maybe you should fast about it. But I was praying this morning, and I feel like sometimes we fast because we feel like that's the only weapon we have, but it's not. Prayer is a weapon. So if you pray earnestly and you pray properly, you can still get the same results that a fast can bring, depending on what you're praying for. Now, some things require fasting. When you read your Bible, it says some certain things only come out through fasting and prayer. But I think this time in my life, I think my default has been fast, fast, fast. That's the easier way out. But in this time of my life, God is telling me to pray earnestly, because he's saying, you don't pray enough. And I'm kind of like, okay, you're right, I don't. I pray the get up prayers. I say grace. I pray before bed, but like, I'm not earnestly praying. I'm not praying in the small moments. So you know what I mean? So I'm just really trying to pray more. So that's where I am in life. But it feels good to kind of be at a curiosity more so than like this anxious expectancy. So that is where I am. But I hope you guys gained something from this today, because y'all will not hear from me until August-ish, or maybe end of July. But yeah, I'm pretty sure I will still be posting on Instagram and TikTok, just normal posts, but I'm not going to be recording a podcast. People don't understand the level of work it takes to do this every single week on top of everything else you have to do. So yeah, but I'm taking a break. But I will see y'all in August. All right. Yes, I'm gonna see y'all in August. I keep saying August, but I say end of July. Probably gonna be August. All right. Until next time. Bye.